1932.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What to do about the New York Times and other news outlets that have accepted and distributed this stolen classified material is, of course, a more complicated question. I'm not calling for prosecution of the Times, but I think they're guilty of bad citizenship, and a lot of other news organizations did not accept this material, classified material, and disseminate it. And I think we've got to have a serious discussion about what the legal obligation of news organizations is in cases like this, where they know they're accepting and distributing stolen classified material.
There's Senator Joe Lieberman from Connecticut, who questions there why the New York Times and some other media, news media outlets, decided to publish the confidential material posted or leaked by WikiLeaks. After all, their name is WikiLeak, so they're all about leaking, and they're doing lots and lots and lots of leaking. At number two this week on the countdown, the case against Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Are you for or against what they have been doing? Lots of discussion about that. And you've been hearing this discussed a lot on some of your favorite talk radio programs, talk television programs. So we'll review some of that, get some of the stories from the news networks, and then we'll listen to some talk host input, and then we'll get yours at 800-510-8255 on the continuing struggle with the reality of the information age. And here, WikiLeaks, who... people say we put a face behind WikiLeaks with Julian Assange, right? So they have released, they keep releasing this material, and it gives us a new focus, if you will, a new face on the public discourse or dialogue about what goes on in government and between governments, and even big businesses now are the target. And meanwhile, supporters of what has been done by WikiLeaks, those who are for what their actions have been, are striking back at some of the perceived enemies of this site and Mr. Assange, launching hack attacks against MasterCard. And some Swedish defense lawyer, Swiss group that froze Assange's bank account, internet hacktivists operating under the label Operation Payback, claiming responsibility for causing these technological problems at MasterCard, which pulled a plug on its relationship with WikiLeaks this week. The online attacks are part of a wave of support for Assange and WikiLeaks that is sweeping the internet all around the globe. So people are telling you something, if you're in government, about secrets and keeping things away from the people who pay the bill. Support for Assange is pretty interesting. The site's Facebook page hit 1 million fans this week as well. So from NBC Radio and Television, Brian Williams talking with Peter Alexander with more on these attacks.
It doesn't seem quite real, but the world is in the midst of a kind of electronic war. The mysterious man who runs WikiLeaks and keeps his secrets in a military bunker is tonight in a London jail. And today, forces loyal to him took down the websites of MasterCard and Visa, and there's no real telling where this ends. Every day we learn more previously confidential state secrets on the web for everybody to see. Every day there's new diplomatic damage done. And now there's this counterattack going on, hitting big financial interests in the U.S., the same companies behind the credit cards carried every day by millions of Americans. Our own Peter Alexander remains on this story. He starts us off tonight from our London bureau. Peter, good evening.
Brian, good evening to you. Tonight, MasterCard's website is back in service, and Visa says it's working to restore its site. But for a time today, both websites were offline, unavailable to users. The companies insist people's ability to use their cards securely was never affected. Still, this is a new offensive on what's become a virtual battlefield. Under attack, websites of some of the most familiar corporate names in the world, MasterCard and Visa, as well as PayPal and this Swiss bank, that have all recently pulled the plug on WikiLeaks.
This clearly is a David versus Goliath battle. Technology allows people to amass enough power that they really can go up against a major corporation.
Who's to blame? They're online activists rushing to WikiLeaks' defense. This evening, one hacker group calling itself Anonymous shut down Visa's website, tweeting, "Fire, fire, fire, weapons." They call it Operation Payback. A PayPal executive today explained that his company suspended WikiLeaks' account after the State Department sent a letter declaring the website's activities illegal. Also affected, the website for the Swedish prosecutor's office that issued Julian Assange's arrest warrant.
Last night it suddenly went down.
And the lawyer for the two women accusing Assange of sexual misconduct.
If these hackers are clever, they can't be found.
Assange's lawyer insists the WikiLeaks founder, behind bars, did not orchestrate today's attacks.
Mr. Assange doesn't have contact with WikiLeaks employees at all, let alone the outside world.
WikiLeaks tweeted, "We will not be gagged," and their release of sensitive diplomatic cables continues. The latest embarrassing documents published in a British newspaper reveal the details of what a U.S. diplomat described as wild sex and drug parties hosted by the Saudi royal family. Despite international efforts to choke off funds to WikiLeaks, the controversial site is mushrooming, with hundreds of identical mirror sites keeping them viable online. A fight that started over national security secrets is now spreading, threatening to affect anyone who goes online.
What say you about that? I'm chuckling because this is the people's world, and it's time politicians and people who are trying to control things work. This is the new age. This is a brand new era, and these people are going to work hard to have people take notice, and we have taken notice. I think there are a lot of things. I think the people who are against what has been done here are the old school. If you're thinking that WikiLeaks is bad and Assange is bad, you are probably in a certain age category. And those who think that this is a good thing, and that we ought not to have as many secrets and all these backroom deals, et cetera, are those who are coming along and want to shake up the system. And we, many of us, when you really think it through, think, hey, it is time to shake up the system. And so far, who's been hurt? Only the blubber of the extreme, the fools who think that they can get away with stuff at your expense. That's really what this is all about. Here is our radio host Jay Severin speaking with former Secretary of Defense K.T. McFarland. Secretary, one of the actually worked at the Pentagon, doesn't understand why WikiLeaks has not been completely shut down.
What do you fear is the nature of information that someone like this might have? I mean, might he have things that could open up the sluices of dams, wipe out totals at banks on the computers, stop electrical grids?
You just don't know. Again, he's threatened a lot of stuff. So far, he's made pretty good on his threats. He says he's got a poison pill that will, as you say, that there are some there's one bank that he's got targeted he wants to, quote, take down.
Right.
There's an insurance agency that he wants to take down.
Madam Secretary, I'm reminded, by the way, if I called it the Doomsday Machine, you may not be old enough to recall, but I am the brilliant movie Dr. Strangelove.
I do.
In which the Soviet ambassador, of course, triggers the Doomsday Machine at the end, you know, after it's all over. So that's apparently what his poison pill is rather designed to be.
Yeah, I mean, we have to understand, this guy is an anarchist. This is not some whistleblower with a good intention, an anti-war activist who wants to end a war that he sees as an unjust war. Assange has written himself that his goal is to bring down the U.S. government, that he considers the U.S. government a conspiracy, and that he wants to get the U.S. government to sort of clam up, freeze up, and be ineffective. He's also threatened a whole series of things going forward. And I think that, if we don't throw the book at him, if we don't charge him with espionage under the 1917 Espionage Act, if we don't charge Private Manning, who's been in custody for 7 months,
yes,
the guy who supposedly stole it, we haven't charged him with anything. I think we need to charge him with treason. And I think we need to shut down WikiLeaks. And why we have been so hesitant to do so, I don't understand.
Here we go. That's the line. That's the party line. That's the hack line. Not the hackers we're talking about, but the hackers who want to protect the status quo. You want to protect the is this the idea here? Protect the status quo. Make sure everybody stays in line and nobody gets outside the box. We don't want any independent thinkers. That's, after all, what the whole school, this change in regulation in schools. Everybody learns the same thing. Everybody thinks the same way. We're all like a bunch of robots. Well, Assange, strange as he may be, it takes somebody like this who is not considered part of the quote-unquote mainstream, whatever the heck that means, the mainstream. I don't want to be considered part of the mainstream. You? He's a strange guy. He doesn't have a permanent home. He's been described as highly intelligent, determined, intense, sometimes paranoid. Made himself plenty of enemies. Big government. A lot of big corporate heads. People who have the power to get this guy knocked off. He's under almost protection of the British, look at it that way. He denies the allegations of sexual crimes against him. Most people who look at this think they are politically motivated. Duh. Authorities are keen to find a way of charging him for his part in publishing the information. But you've heard people on this program today say he's just a messenger. And this kid that's been in jail, Bradley Manning, is that his name, the private? 7 months. So what's the story with that? What happened to swift justice? Why isn't he charged with something? Or is he just being put away so he can be shut up? That's the kind of stuff. Why is this guy... These people have done us a favor, in a sense, in a couple of different ways. One, they've told most of us about things that we ought to know about that, in essence, become whistleblower topics, damaging things that are going on between the pals of one government and the pals of another government. But beside all of that, we are also learning how vulnerable some of the systems are in our big corporate world and also in government. If a private in the army, for God's sakes, can get a hold of this stuff, why are you going to shoot that guy? He did what he could do. He did us a favor. He showed us how weak and open and easily vulnerable, after millions and billions of dollars spent on government computer systems and working supposedly with private contractors to protect information that is supposed to be part of important government infrastructure. And it's dangerous. Why is it dangerous to know what one president thinks of another president? Why is that dangerous? It's not dangerous. It's just embarrassing. Because not only do we look foolish, but a lot of other people look foolish. Or, scratch that, we are coming across as humans. Because humans gossip, talk about other people. I mean, whether they're presidents, whether they're diplomats, whether they are salesmen for Bunko Malloy. It doesn't make any difference. And I'm telling you, if you line up people, get 10 people who are over the age of, let's say, 50 or 55, they're all going to come down, for the most part, on the government side. You get somebody who's 40 or younger, and they're going to come down on the side of WikiLeaks. Here's Benjamin, who's calling live from Mississippi. All right, Benjamin, your turn to be heard. Hi. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, Doug, have you ever served in any capacity of security for the U.S. government, maybe in the military?
Have I served in any capacity in security working for the government? The answer is no.
Roger that. Okay, well, the thing is, sir, I understand that a lot of that stuff is damaging.
Yeah. What would be an example of something that's damaging?
Well, sir, the reason we have bases...
No, just give me one thing that you say is damaging. I think you're right. There probably are some things that are damaging, but just give us one that you think is damaging.
Well, what could be damaging, if I know something about...
Here's what you're doing. This is Benjamin, the problem is you're saying if and maybe and possibly and could... but under the circumstances, and I'd give you some credibility, unfortunately, though, those who were on the attack from what happened last summer have come up flat because nothing bad has happened from that. But this is not the last time we'll talk about this. Appreciate your call.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number four on the countdown, Senate rejection of the repeal of the DREAM Act. This is the policy banning openly gay and lesbian soldiers for military service. It may have killed any chance for it to get passed in the current session. Here's Senator Joe Lieberman, who calls Don't Ask, Don't Tell a foolish policy.
Those of us who support the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, we're in an effort to try to undo what we think is an injustice that is inconsistent with American values because it doesn't judge people based on how they do the job, in this case in the military, but by who they are, in this case their sexual orientation. And we also think it's a foolish policy for the military, a policy that's inconsistent with the best interests of the military because it deprives our military of thousands of Americans who happen to be gay or lesbian, who want to serve their country and have talents and commitment and patriotism that will enable them to be good soldiers. Those are the principles involved here. This afternoon, process triumphed over those principles. Parliamentary procedures won over the policies, and as a result, we have suffered a setback. But the reality remains that 60, and I think maybe more than 60, members of the United States Senate have made clear that they support the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Senator Susan Collins from Maine, who's pretty upset with Harry Reid for the way he handled the voting process on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I'm extremely disappointed with what has occurred today. I'm extremely disappointed that the Senate Majority Leader walked away from negotiations in which we were engaged and which were going well. There was a clear path forward to complete action on this important bill, which contains this important law change and many others. And instead, the majority leader decided to prematurely hold a cloture vote that he knew would not succeed. I just don't understand that decision. I don't understand it given the importance of this bill and the policies in it, and given that it was clear to all of us that there were 60 votes for the bill if it were brought to the floor at the appropriate time and under a fair process.
Here is radio host Mike Broomhead
Why do this right now? I can't think of a single reason why it should be a priority. When we know what we're going to get, we know what we're going to get. It's the inconsistencies in life that make people crazy. The liberals are making sure that we are politically correct in every single arena. Think about this. You know, whether it's the TSA, or actually we affectionately around here call them the TNA now, whether it's them or whether it's in the Middle East where soldiers aren't taking Bibles into the Middle East because it's against the culture and we don't want problems and there's no proselytizing that goes on and all of this stuff that happens to pacify the enemy, dry bases, you know, all of this stuff in order to pacify the culture of the people that we're over there helping. And many Americans would say, wait a minute, we're here helping these people. We have to be sensitive to their culture and we have to do this. And well, okay, we've dealt with that. We understand that. Well, what do you think is going to happen in the Middle East with this culture? Have you ever heard about what Al-Qaeda? Need to look no further than Mahmoud Ahmadinejad than to find out what his ideas are about homosexuality, right? Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, everybody else. So what do you think happens by introducing openly gay military members to that atmosphere? Now, I think personally, I'll tell you this much. I think it's a ridiculous thing to consider. I do. But they consider it in every other area. Every other thing we're doing in the Middle East, they want to be sensitive to the culture. But in this, no. This, we have to change right now, midstream. Middle of two wars, we have to change this right this minute.
All right, so there's the radio talk position. Let's get at least one call on as we have time. Joe, listening again in Hammond, Indiana, a Chicagoan, a Vietnam veteran. Joe, you're on the air.
I am a former Marine, Vietnam, disabled, medevac out of Vietnam way back when. And you've heard it say that it doesn't matter who you share the foxhole with, so to speak, that in wartime we're fighting a common enemy, whether we're heterosexual, homosexual. But the fact is that very little time is spent in combat. Most of the time is spent for soldiers in the rear, in the barracks, and so on. And I witnessed a little, gay behavior, just witnessed it way back in Vietnam. And I have to say, as a young man, it was demoralizing. It didn't happen very much, but I just want to say for a young person to view that, it's demoralizing, especially in a war environment.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With BinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With BinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust them.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check. Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit BinVerified.com/Radio 4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. President Obama has welcomed one of his predecessors to the White House for talks concerning the economy and taxes.
The United States has suffered a severe financial collapse. These things take longer to get over than normal recessions. We must first make sure we keep getting over it. We don't want to slip back down as Pam did.
Former President Bill Clinton has endorsed the tax deal that Obama struck with the GOP. United States sliding further into a financial crisis in November, posting its 26th consecutive monthly budget deficit. Uncle Sam spent $150 billion more than it collected during the month. Treasury Department says the deficit is already $291 billion for the fiscal year that's 2 months old. IRN USA Radio News.
It's Macy's One-Day Sale Wednesday. Men's and women's sweaters, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Save on pajamas and robes, also 50% off. Take 60% off our entire stock of throws and flannel sheet sets. And fashion clearance for him and her is now 50 to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of staple purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one this week on the countdown, the Democrats have rejected the tax cut deal. Now what happens?
Here's Wolf Blitzer speaking with Anthony Weiner, who's a congressman. This guy is almost number one, maybe Waxman number one. This guy number two on the jerko list in Congress. Let's find out what he thinks about the president's moves.
Congressman Weiner, I know you're bitterly disappointed at the president's willingness to go forward with this deal that he brokered with the Republican leadership, but take us behind the scenes. What happened today? The Democratic caucus in the House voting not even to take up this measure on the House floor during this lame duck session.
Well, first of all, to a person in that caucus, you have a group of people who very much want the president to be successful, who want to help him move forward, but who believe that the deal was struck that just wasn't very good. It didn't reflect the best we could get and doesn't reflect democratic values and, frankly, doesn't even reflect where the American people are. So with all the changes that we need to make, I mean, we have an obligation. We want him to be a successful president, of course, but we also have obligations to our constituents and to our districts. And so one by one, people stood up with suggestions on how the package can be approved. And now we're going to go to work on trying to do that.
You know, but the president keeps saying, as Bill Clinton used to say, you can't let the perfect be the enemy of good. You got to compromise. Listen to what he said. I'll play this clip.
This is a big, diverse country. Not everybody agrees with us. I know that shocks people. Now, the New York Times editorial page does not permeate across all of America. Neither does the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Most Americans, they're just trying to figure out how to go about their lives and how can we make sure that our elected officials are looking out for us. And that means because it's a big, diverse country and people have a lot of complicated positions, it means that in order to get stuff done, we're going to compromise.
Well, what's wrong with that thinking, Congressman?
is 100% right. I mean, compromise is part of how governing happens. But two steps happen before the compromise. One is you forcefully state your position. The second is you campaign hard to get it done. And then, yes, there are oftentimes you do have to compromise. We miss steps one and two here, and I think that's the critique. And also, just because you strike a compromise doesn't mean it's a good one. It doesn't mean you're immune to criticism if you do something that, frankly, is not in the best interest of the American people. And that's why you have a Congress. We count as well, and I think that's why when you see so many members of Congress who have concerns about this, one of the things the White House can do is say, listen, these are people who want success also. They're smart people. Maybe they can offer us something, and that's what we're going to do now. We're going to try to improve upon this deal.
All right. There he is, Congressman Anthony Weiner. This is, when I listen to him say, this is where the American people are, I wonder who the heck he's talking to. He may be talking about the people in his district, or maybe like the fellow, was it Masso, who was, he had a congressional district in New York State and said even though 90% of his constituents were against something he was voting for because they weren't smart enough to know it was good for him. Here from MSNBC, Dylan Radigan speaks with White House economic advisor Austin Goolsbee discussing how the tax cuts might affect the economy as we move toward the new year.
How do you perpetuate whatever investment or sort of stimulative aspects of this deal may be when you're coming into what's going to be a clear deficit debate next year, the debt ceiling, and do you not run the risk of giving on the one hand through these tax cuts and all the rest of it, only to find yourself with a cost-cutting, deficit-busting Republican Congress next year that takes the money right back out on the other hand?
Well, let's see. That's an interesting issue. I think the president has said that in the medium run and the long run, we've got to confront the fiscal imbalances that have faced the country and that we've known about for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. So I don't think he's afraid to think through and confront the medium run fiscal challenge. I think it would be a big mistake if we pass a tax deal and that we were to immediately try to kind of reverse it, but I don't think the president would go along with that. So
to the extent to which this policy, and don't mean to suggest, I know that there are some alterations with the payroll tax deduction, which many, myself included, would agree incentivize hiring and all the rest of it, but broadly we are effectively perpetuating a tax policy that we've had in this country for a fairly long time. Why? And obviously we've lost a lot of jobs. Obviously the economy has struggled tremendously under this tax policy. How is it that perpetuating a tax policy that has existed for years in an economy that has been bleeding jobs is suddenly stimulative when what we're doing is more of what we've been doing?
Well, I'd be a little careful with that. First, the extending the Bush tax cuts, that policy has been in place for some time. Now, I think the president's judgment on the why extend the middle-class Bush tax cuts was ordinary people need to have some certainty that when they wake up January 1st, we haven't fumbled around and now their taxes are going to go up by several thousand dollars. The high-income part of the Bush tax cuts, I totally agree with you. They're not effective and they don't make sense. And when that expires in 2 years, we got to get rid of them.
There we go. 800-510-8255. Got to go get them. It's almost laughable listening. These are like children, aren't they? Back and forth, back and forth. Oh, nee, 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 nee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Let's see here. Let's work on some callers now, huh? 800-510-8255. Jackie, let's get started with you calling from Texas.
Oh, I'm just livid. And let me tell you why. President Obama has seemed to have no fight, no backbone whatsoever. And we're getting a petition. We want the Republicans to take over the House and the Senate. And let me tell you why. Because the Blue Dog Democrats, the Democrats, they are always scared. But one thing about those Republicans, I don't care if it's the wrong thing and this whole country go down to crap. They will stick together. My point is, let the tax cuts expire. Let all the people who Republicans that want later time to work longer for Social Security, let them take their Social Security. Let them see how it's going to be. And I want the Democrats to defeat it. I don't care if it is defeating Barack Obama. The Republicans don't care about the working family. Nobody cares about the working family. So this time you have to stand up, and I hope the Democrats defeat it. And the reason why I'm saying that, what's going to stop the Republicans when they get in there next year and they're going to extend the taxes when they have control?
Yeah. Good questions. Any answers? 800-510-8255. Angry Democrats rejecting the president's plan to extend the low tax rates. Got to go get them bad guys. If we had the new tax system that so many of us have talked about, flat tax on the sales tax, flat tax, it's the same percentage everybody pays when you buy, all of this conversation would be gonzo. You realize that? All of the problems will be fixed by that move. Just change the tax system. And there are people who can see how it affects the illegal immigration, the underground economy. Why is it that this isn't brought up and becoming a serious? The American people, when given the choice and they understand what the situation is, overwhelmingly support this kind of a tax. Nobody escapes. Everybody pays. You don't have to have the bureaucracy of the IRS. You don't have one American fighting another American. It's simple. Where is the logic? Obama has, as has been pointed out here by several, not enough experience to really do a good job as president. But what about all the rest of the people who have brains? Why isn't this something that we demand as we just say, well, we want the people in there. They come up with the good ideas. Well, there are lots of good ideas that a lot of Americans have, and they should be center stage. Why they aren't remains a mystery. And so we continue to rail on, and the Democrats are angry and the Republicans are angry over something that could be very easily fixed. So we got all of this closed-door stuff and different plans, and we got this secret and that secret. And so the bill now adds a subsidy for ethanol, leaves out the Build America Bonds program, which is popular with the Democrats and local governments. There's all these handouts, all of these these treats from the feds to the states and how the money's spent. It's like it's a game. It's a game. 800-510-8255. Back to Chicago. Carl
is on the line with his thoughts on the countdown.
Yesterday when I watched him and he laid out what he wanted to do as a liberal, I was strongly highly disappointed. But I slept on it, and this morning I realized what the president was doing is showing a real nobility of character. There was something that I remember from King Solomon, supposed to be the wisest king ever, where he had two women who came before him claiming a baby. And he suggested, well, to remedy the situation, just divide the baby in half. The one that actually was the mother was willing to give up the baby rather than see it being cut in half. And it seems like the president is saying in so many ways, he said, well, we have 2 million people who wouldn't be getting unemployment. They need that now. A week, 2 weeks with nothing. I think he realizes that that's unacceptable. He knows the Republicans, they don't care. And this is a thing of nobility. Well, do I love the country to yield to do the best things for the country, or am I going to be like Republicans and just think of, well, what I want? That shows a sense of nobility.
All right, sir, and we appreciate your expressing your thoughts and sensibilities here. 800-510-8255. Let's move through a number of these calls, because I want to get to something else here as we go through the hour. Catherine, looks like you're up next with a call from Connecticut on the countdown.
I just want to say, you know, America, you just have to really pay attention now. Our president has been and always since he got elected has been the only grown-up, in the room. He's like the babysitter that is caring for unruly, spoiled brats, namely the GOP, okay? He did what he had to do, and I support it 1,000%. Now, let's make sure GOP do not spin this saying you won, you won. I voted Democrat in the midterms. I stuck with my party no matter what. America, this is what you got. You deserve what you get. The GOP is going to try and do more damage these next 2 years, so pay attention.
Pay attention. The lady wants us to pay attention. The president stands tall in her mind. How about in your mind? 800-510-8255. Moving over to the state of Virginia, where John calls in with an explanation. Okay.
Hi, I'm actually a little disappointed. Actually, the best way to approach this would have been for the Congress to accept that they agreed that these tax breaks would end after 10 years for everybody. On two occasions, they agreed that. The president said earlier, well, we'll solve our deficit problems by having this commission report. Well, now we're at a stage where the commission couldn't reach agreement under the terms that they set out. The tax breaks are going to continue for allegedly 2 more years, and then they're going to have a 2% cut in the employer tax for Social Security. I thought Social Security had problems, and they want to cut taxes there. This is not a credible solution, especially when the 2 years will end in 2012. They really should have kept all the taxes in. That would have created an enormous incentive to move ahead with the presidential commission. But they didn't do that, and now we're going to have fights for the next 2 years. And I think it's going to lose. We're going to see a lot of loss of confidence. And I think that's the biggest downfall of this particular process.
All right, John, thanks for your explanation. Very thoughtful. 800-510-8255. So many of you are so good at this, putting your thoughts together collectively and giving us a call. Thank you for that. Here's Carol in Oklahoma with a lot to say.
Good morning. I grew up poor, and I mean really poor, in western Oklahoma. And we never got welfare, we never got Medicaid, they existed. We never got any of that thing. We made it on our own. We just cut down. We ate a lot of food. But one of the things that I feel like we need to do, if we're going to tax people, and this is where you can hit the rich as well, we need to tax the churches. They're not doing their jobs, taking care of people. They're getting money for research, but they're not taking care of the people the way they need to be taken care of. And these nonprofit organizations, if people really knew how nonprofits work, they're usually owned by a large family that has contributed much, and they don't get all the money. They pay big salaries to their executives. This needs to be taken. This tax deduction, and I'm not against churches, but if you're not going to do your job and take care of the people that you're getting a tax deduction for, you need to be taxed.
Get the money from the churches. That sounds fine. The foundation. That's what you're talking about. Foundations. Next up, Sarah in Arizona wondering out loud.
Yes, I'm an Obama supporter, and I understand why he made the deal. I just think it's disgusting that the Republican Party, I think they really do not give a damn about the working class in this country. To hold all those people up, and there's many people, like my daughter, who is a 99er, and family members have to put money together in order to help pay rent so she wouldn't be in the street. I just think it's really, really disgusting. They just really don't give a damn about the working class. And the people who nominated them in, I don't, if they're on drugs or what the heck is wrong with them, to really look at this. The people more concerned about getting tax breaks for the wealth.
South of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number four on the countdown, Senate rejection of the DREAM Act. The immigration bill known as the DREAM Act passing the House. Senate's approval uncertain. Passed mainly along party lines, the DREAM Act allows illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as minors to apply for citizenship after graduating from high school. Detractors say it offers amnesty. The DREAM Act also allows its beneficiaries to apply for federal grants like the Pell Grant to attend college. Congressional Budget Office says the measure will cut the federal deficit by $1.4 billion and increase government revenue by $2.3 billion over the next decade. Wow, that's interesting. Here's radio host Mike McConnell debating the DREAM Act with Hans von Spassky from the Heritage Foundation.
From my perspective, I'm one of those. I feel some empathy for those who are brought here, you know, by their parents. They didn't intend to break a law. They've been Americanized. They're living the dream, working at McDonald's, whatever the case may be. Why do you have a problem with them having a path to citizenship?
Well, part of the problem here is that the sponsors are being deceptive. This is a backdoor way of getting amnesty for what may be half of the illegal alien population in the United States, because it's estimated that probably about 2 million people will get amnesty through this program. But that number actually would probably be triple that, because once these individuals become citizens, well, then they'll be able to sponsor the parents who illegally brought them here, spouses, children, siblings. You could get triple that number. 6 or 7 million could be the end result of the amnesty that you get out of this.
Well, you've got somebody who they have to be at least have gotten here before they were 16 years of age, been here for the last 5 years, the 5 years consecutively prior to the enactment of this bill, if in fact it becomes a law. And I think you have to be under 30. Is that what it is? What's the high end?
Well, it was 35. Then they took it down to 30.
Down to 30. Right. So it's a limited number of people. It's a rather narrow window from my perspective. Now you have to figure the average person at that point in time. Their parents are probably in their 40s. In some cases, they're in their 50s. And isn't it a 10-year wait before you can become a citizen anyway? Which puts us now into our 50s and our 60s. If they've been here that long, what's the difference if they become legal?
Look, I believe in the rule of law, and I don't think people who broke the law and came here illegally should be given an amnesty and made citizens and basically put at the front of the line.
Well, we are on the same page. I agree entirely. But if a kid goes in, if a mother across the street goes in that Walgreens with her 10-year-old daughter and shoplifts, I don't say that the 10-year-old daughter was guilty. She was just there when the mother broke the law. Somebody comes into this country, you know, the kid is 10 years old. They didn't break the law. The parents did. They were there at the time. You could say they were accomplices, but that kid didn't break the law any more than that kid at Walgreens is shoplifting.
Yeah, but you know, part of the problem here is that if that's the view, then fine. Come up with a statute that doesn't allow the chain migration, the sponsorship, that is basically going to make this number of 2 million go up to probably 6 or 7 million.
Well, again, if those parents have been here since they were fairly young adults, and at the end of this 10 years, most of them are going to be in their 50s and their 60s, and they've been here most of their lives, what difference does it make if they're legal or illegal? They're here.
It makes a huge difference in the costs that we as citizens are going to have to pay in terms of Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. When we have a budget that is already unsustainable and in many ways bankrupt.
Right, but we need more people paying into those as legal citizens. We need more people paying into Social Security and more people paying into Medicare.
Yeah, but given the numbers you were just giving that, well, they won't become citizens till they're in their 50s or 60s, they're not going to be paying in enough to really pay the amount that they're going to take out. Look, there are other problems with this bill, too. I mean, one of the biggest problems is that once you submit an application, all removal proceedings against you have to stop. That means that there will be millions of illegal aliens who will apply, even though they don't qualify.
Bob is on the DREAM Act here, so let's get to you.
Hey, this is really a misnamed. It's not the DREAM Act. It's the Two-Ton Anchor Baby Act. If you pass this thing, you're going to have half of Mexico up here in 5 minutes. You don't throw a carrot out. I mean, and what's going to happen here is the minute you do this, it forms a goalpost, and then you're going to see a lot of politicians saying, well, now you got to give them free education and free food and free everything. And we can't do this because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be providing free everything for these kids and their parents. And of course, these people, they don't pay taxes. Whatever money they make, they just send it back to Mexico.
Free, free. Everything is free. That is one of the big problems in California. And then there's the base that has come in, and that's the Luis Gutierrez's of the world. Who think because their name is Hispanic, they deserve whatever things. This is unfair. You're profiling. How many times do you hear that argument when it comes to this?